We've discovered a signal. She can feel it. Kong, Godzilla, they can feel it too. Something is coming. Something even they're afraid of.
You feel like going for a ride?
Thought you'd never ask.
Just try not to swallow your tongue.
What?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night. I am Scott.
And I'm Joe.
You are Joe. And we are doing before and after reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the theater, and we give our thoughts before and after. And today we are doing Godzilla Kong. You can't say the X. It's supposed to be silent.
I don't know. So Godzilla stupid. Kong, but also it's spoiler-free. We're doing our spoiler-free review. Not that there's really anything to spoil, because it's just going to be the two of them just causing complete and utter chaos.
Yeah, spoiler-free. So when I say, I bet they're going to beat the bad guy, I mean, that's spoilers, I guess.
I mean, come on, man. Why'd you have to ruin it for everyone?
This is the before part. We haven't seen the movie yet, so we can't spoil anything. We can only guess.
Well, either way, I'm going to tell you real quick, my expectations going into this is it's going to be a visual orgasm.
Oof.
That's what I think. Because I love watching Godzilla on the screen, and he's all purple and stuff, and he's just going to look so badass. He always looks badass.
Somehow he's gone neon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be really nice on the eyeballs.
Did we say that we're Godzilla fans? At least I am. Okay. I'm a huge Godzilla fan.
Excuse me. Although I do love the big man, you know that King Ghidorah is my favorite. My personal favorite.
Who is that?
King Ghidorah.
The guy who got his head, all three heads ripped off and blown apart.
Excuse me.
Somebody else.
First of all.
You know what? That's fine.
He was done wrong.
You want to take the loser? That's fine.
Oh, how dare
I'm
going to
take the winner. Right,
We're fighting.
There's a reason that he's a Godzilla. Because he beats ass. Hey, I also like Kong, too. And I will say that Skull Island is one of my favorite of the franchise.
Yeah,
of
we
this
like
legendary
it.
Movies. This is another one of the legendary series. They even have a TV show, which is Monarch, which is crazy how much we get as Godzilla fans. We have Minus One, and we have this new movie, all in the same year.
Yeah. It's great, because we love it. We love the more stuff that comes out. I feel happy every time. So,
I guess it came out technically last year, but they re-released it in black and white, and so it just won the Academy Award. He's celebrating his birthday soon. It's insane the amount of fandom we get to have at this year in our life. Like, it's just so crazy. But yeah, I'm a big fan, and I've enjoyed this franchise. I will say they have gotten dumber, but saying that is kind of crazy, because Godzilla movies in themselves have always kind of been bogged down in that ridiculousness, you know, the human stuff with some monsters fighting. A lot of people always talk about how Godzilla's hardly in his films. Yeah, that's been from the beginning. These movies have always been about people dealing with the situation of Godzilla. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, when they made him a hero, it doesn't really make sense why he's not more important.
True.
And he kind of is. But these movies are following that suit. Like, they're trying to do both. Make him a hero and also, you know, have the human stories.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kong really works with the human stories more than Godzilla. So that's always a good thing. But we are both in agreement here that the last Godzilla versus Kong was probably the worst of these legendary movies.
Yeah, I think so.
I still enjoyed it in that cornball way.
I did too.
It's silly. It was over the top. I really like King of the Monsters. I know for some reason King of the Monsters and Skull Island both got a lot of flack when they came out, but both are doing something better than they ever should.
Yes.
With the franchise. While making them heroes and doing it, they made it work in some strange way and visually stunning. Adam Wingard, who's directing this one, really has done a lot of interesting stuff.
No, he did The Guest.
With the franchise, he's done a lot of interesting stuff. Oh. Technically, like, just being able to pull that out. And it's like the director of Skull Island, I don't think he's gone on to do much because he got so much flack, but he really should because that movie was a lot of fun. So,
yeah.
I mean, these movies are all cheesy and they're a little goofy, but I think that's a highlight.
Oh, for sure. And we're also going to get a baby Kong.
We're going to get them of running like the Avengers when he even has an Infinity Gauntlet.
I'm here for this, man.
I mean, it is so absurd. I mean,
it is.
This is the hardest thing to judge because it already in itself is just complete cornball ridiculousness. And it's going to be judged as such. But it's possible to see that kind of cornball and also enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just, regardless, will like knock something. Oh, it's so stupid. Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, so is Fast and the Furious, but you guys all go see that shit.
Well, I mean, yeah, lesser and lesser. I mean, but still, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that it's really funny to even judge or criticize a movie like this. It really comes down to our review anyway. It should come only down to the fact that how much did we enjoy this overall?
Yeah.
When we come out, like, is it enjoyable enough? Is it making us mad? That's what it really comes down to.
I mean, even the last one I didn't really care much for. I really love King of the Monsters. I love it because they got to see everyone. And it was beautiful. It was absolutely breathtaking. But this, I'm going in just like, okay, this is just going to be the two of them running around and destroying shit. And I'm here for that.
Yeah, they're going to be fighting an orangutan this time.
Yeah, well, whatever they're fighting. It doesn't even matter. As long as they're together.
I just can't wait to see why Zilla is now neon purple. Which, and I also have to say this, Godzilla's one of my all-time favorite properties. And also, he is purple, which is my favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who decided to do this neon thing, but you know what? I'm all for it because it's like all my favorite things are clashing into one crazy thing. And just seeing Kong with the Infinity Gauntlet, virtually a giant mech glove punching things, is making me laugh my ass off. Do I think this movie's going to be great? Hell no.
No.
I think I'm going to laugh my ass off. And I will say this, everybody, okay? I popped open a beer just before we recorded, okay? And it hit me so hard that I am psyched and ready to watch this corny movie.
You had a beer without me, fucker.
I got ready. I pre-gamed.
Oh, I was late coming home for work.
It's a high-proof beer, too.
Dang. Oof,
kicked my ass. So, you know what? I'm ready to go see it.
Let's go see it.
What is that?
Kong can't stop this on his own.
He won't be alone.
The last time those two met up, it was almost the end of Kong.
They don't have to like each other. They just have to work together.
Now I have seen everything.
We're back. We just saw the movie Godzilla Kong. So, Joe, what are you thinking What's your thoughts right off the bat here?
Well, coming right out of the theater, I came out smiling. I thought it was a really fun movie. There were a couple of things that I would complain about. But overall, I had an enjoyable theater experience watching the two of them on screen together. It was absolutely gorgeous to look at in a lot of the scenes that I knew going in. So I said it was going to be like an orgasm for your eyeballs. It's kind of like what it was. But it was also like a holy crap kind of thing, because they just destroyed everything on planet Earth. But it was, you know, what I expected it to be. I went in knowing exactly that this was going to be this kind of movie. And I had fun watching it. How about you?
You thought the CG was good?
I thought they looked beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there was definitely that. It's like not up to snuff with like recent movies, or, you know, I don't know. I mean, the CG is insane. I mean, there's so much going on, but I wouldn't say that it necessarily looks realistic. It's very like cartoon.
Well, yeah, because you know what you're looking at. I mean,
of course,
it was cartoony, but it was very beautiful. It was very beautiful. The colors, the way they moved. And I'm not going to lie, I loved Kong's facial expressions. He actually emoted and he seemed almost human in some scenes.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
I'm not sure if another actor was doing all the work for Kong. I know in the past he has been.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about this time, but yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, would you agree that Kong is the standout this time?
Absolutely. Front and center.
Yeah, I mean, I really feel like Godzilla kind of gets pushed back a little bit in these films, especially when Kong is involved, because you really could do much more with Kong.
You can, yeah.
You know, visually, Kong is, like you said, able to emote like in a complete human.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Godzilla is so reptilian in a way, in features.
Well, yeah, in these because movies. He's a primate. Kong's like a primate. So, like, he's closer to a human.
Yeah. Than you can do more there, is what I'm, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't really do that much with the features of Godzilla in that sense. And also, there's more of a, like an air about Godzilla that is more like menace,
mm-hmm.
or menacing, like you don't mess with me.
Right.
Whereas Kong is supposed to be the human, like us as a titan.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And or a kaiju, depending on this movie theater calls them titans.
They call them titans, but like it's you could feel his, when he gets hurt, you could feel it on him.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, it's more, he's kind of more humanized in this.
So let's talk about the human characters. Okay. Because all these Godzilla films and Kong films have to really revolve around humans, because you can only do so much CG,
mm-hmm.
and you need the human characters to kind of ground the whole film around it. Now, would you say that was successful, especially in the long run of these movies? I think you can agree that they're getting weaker each movie with the human characters.
Yes, I feel like they are getting weaker. I will say that the Dan Stevens character was kind of a parody. You know, it's a parody, but
both of the male leads.
The male leads, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I did laugh a couple times.
They're insanely funny. Over the top.
Yes. Yeah. Over the top, though. I mean, it's almost a cliche, but
one character calls Dan Stevens' character Ace Ventura at one point, mm-hmm. and I thought that was hysterical.
It was very funny. But I will say that Rebecca Hall and her dynamic with, what's the girl's name? I forget her name in the movie, but her dynamic with the kid, I feel it. I think it's really sweet, but then at the same time, I'm like, I think that there's too much of everybody knowing what's going on all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
There's a running gag that we were joking about during the movie. We kept saying, well, apparently they were handed the script, the characters, because they're saying shit that there is no way in hell that they would get this from hieroglyphics. Like, yeah. Full names.
Oh, I mean, there's I'm not spoiling anything. I mean, it's not a spoiler, but when you see the scene, Rebecca Hall and the group are in a cave, and she's literally telling a story based off carvings in the wall, but actually telling about what the carvings were feeling at the time. I'm like, okay, how do you know all this?
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit extra, the story she was telling. Like, she was just reading it from a textbook.
Yeah.
It was over the top.
And it was so, it could have been so easily fixed by just having another character use telepathy and her to say everything that was happening.
Right.
We didn't need her to just stare at a wall and then say everything. It felt so fake. It felt so insane. It was like this exposition dump times a thousand.
Yeah.
And they do it again when another character sees some sign language and automatically knows all of the science.
Oh, I know.
And he goes, oh, I think I understand all of the science here. And then he starts explaining it. And I was like, there's no fucking way you just got that from one signal when you can't even do it. You don't even know sign language.
I know. He doesn't know sign language. That was Bernie.
They are great, though.
Yeah. The two male leads are great in this. The little girl is fine. I mean, she's adorable. Her name is Gia in the movie. And she's adorable. But yeah, the exposition thing with Rebecca Hall was a bit much. She was okay. Like, her acting's fine. She doesn't bother me. I don't mind her at all. I didn't mind any of the actors. I thought everyone did okay. But there was just some moments in the movie where you're like, okay, this is... You're just... How do you guys all know this stuff? And, yeah. Like, you're going into... What do they call it? Middle World or something?
Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth, okay. And you only bring one guy that has a gun with you.
This is really funny. This is a bit
guy for backup in a freaking world full of monsters.
They have a whole, an entire base goes like silent in this Hollow Earth, and so they go travel there with only one soldier. They bring a veterinarian and a podcaster to go to this base that could be infected by a monster. And it that's the kind of logic in stuff that the movie's doing. And also, Dan Stevens' character is playing like a hippie who just happens to have like a love story background, but doesn't necessarily need it at all. He could have just been, you know, he could have been anything. He didn't need that. And he's also that kind of character who needs to play music for everything he's about to do.
Yes.
And while it made me laugh every time how cheesy and stupid it was, I couldn't get enough of how dumb it was.
I mean, it was really dumb.
I think being fans of bad movies, I don't know if you agree with me on this, but being fans of bad movies, you kind of enjoy it when you see it, you know?
Yeah.
And so the plot lines like this, I'm kind of like, oh, it's so bad, but okay, I'm amused. I'm amused at how corny this is.
He was so over the top. His character was the most over the top, I think. Yeah.
I enjoyed him and the other guy more than the two other characters.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. The two male leads were great. I mean, they brought the comic relief, and I thought it was really, they were funny, especially together. They kind of had like a nice
chemistry. Oh, every time that they were together, yeah.
And it was really cute. But Dan Stevens' character, with, you know, he could fix a tooth and a gigantic ape. You know, within a matter of 3 seconds, yeah. He made like a gauntlet for him and applied it. Like, it was just okay. It's a bit much.
It's so crazy. But just like, there's a MacGuffin that they are able to. Oh, by the way, it just happens that right down the block, we already had something we were working on that we can slap on him and fix the problem.
Yeah, good thing.
I have a Titan sized Band-Aid.
Yeah, we happen to have that here because he got hurt here. So yeah, we happen to have that. That's just, how lucky is that?
Yeah. Are we going to explain how that stops frostbite? Nope.
No.
Okay. So we're going to, I mean, and also, by the way, I don't know if I'm swayed in the enjoyment I had of those two characters or if it was just the two actors and I like them a lot.
Well, we do like the actors. Yes.
Yeah, the two guys, I really enjoy them. Dan Stevens does something and I always want to watch it.
Yeah. And the other actor is Brian Tyree Henry.
Yes. Who just killed it in Bullet Train, or was that what it was called?
Bullet Train.
Is it Bullet Train? Okay.
Yeah.
And was he also in Top Gun 2, or is it just me?
I don't know. He's in Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and I guess he's a voice in that. He's in Eternals.
Yeah, I knew he was in Eternals as well.
No, I don't see anything.
Okay, so I must be confusing him with another actor. I'm shocked about that. All right, anyways. So, yeah, they're both really funny. And I don't know if it's just that I like the two actors and I'm watching them on screen and I'm just laughing at them, or if I actually even remotely give a shit about their characters. But would you agree that the by far the human aspect once again is a big problem?
Yes, it is. It is a big problem.
It hinges on like an emotional plot line that I don't think necessarily is as strong as the movie thinks it is.
Right. It kind of relies on that. It falls on that emotional connection too much, I think. When really, I mean, you just want to see these titans or kaiju just destroy each other, everything else, which I'm not going to lie to you, that happens. Yeah. Everything gets destroyed. But
I just wanted to work up to that.
But the human element is probably the weakest in
them. Yeah. I was going to ask you, how did you like... I know this is probably, you probably don't even know what I'm talking about, but how do you like when Rebecca Hall goes and picks up her daughter from school by parking on the grass so we can get a nice car ad?
Okay. Well, Did you notice that? I was going to bring that up to you also. So she's literally, there's picnic benches around. She's literally parked on the grass in like what appears to be a soccer field or a picnic area. There's no pavement in sight.
No.
And it looks like an ad for Volkswagen.
Posted it so you can see the Volkswagen perfectly.
I mean, I don't even know if it was a Volkswagen. I think it was. But, I mean, what is this? Like, that was so... I was gonna lean over to you and be like, is this an ad?
What is happening? It looked like she walked into a car ad. Like an actual commercial.
Yeah, she did.
I thought that was really funny.
And she was having an emotional discussion with her daughter, too. So it was like, what's going on right now? What's going on? It was a bit much.
I had to point it out because I didn't know if you noticed it as much as I did.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of... one thing I want to mention real quick is there's a couple of additions in this that I thought were pretty good. We had a couple of new monsters.
Oh, okay. I was trying to talk... Yeah, okay. If we're getting to the Titans now, that's the highlight. I was going to say one more negative before I got to that, but I was just going to say real quick about the negatives or whatever, because I was already talking about how the humans are the weakest point. Mm-hmm. For me, a big con of movies like this is that they don't follow their own continuity. I have a big problem with the lore being like thrown out constantly.
Yeah.
These movie series set up a lot of weird backstory. We even have a TV show now, and the movie did not even act like any of it was remotely available. There is a Titan that comes in this movie that is known. I'll just say that. And that Titan was talked about in another movie being at a spot. And this movie's like, nope, we forgot that happened. And now we're just going to pretend like something else is happening.
Yeah.
And I don't really think that's great.
Well, I'm not fond of that. Yeah. Is really bad.
And this is one of those worlds, too, where you have a lot of characters have been established in each movie. And this is one of those movies that just throws that all out. Like, we don't see any of those characters. Don't mention any of those characters. They're all really, really important to the film and the Titans and all these characters. And we're not even going to remotely try to mention them.
No.
At least the last one kind of did. We saw Kyle Chandler for a second. You know, Millie Bobby Brown had a plot line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were bringing characters back. But, like, I think Rebecca Hall in the last one had a work with Skarsgård. It was like, you know, and they don't even reference him he's just gone. And we have a new character.
You know, it's like because I feel like this is like, all right, the director, Adam Wingard, I think he knows that everyone's coming in. Most of the people are coming in just to see the Titans or Kaiju or whatever and the action scenes, and that nobody's really going to think about those things. But we do.
That's a shame.
You know, we do. We are moviegoers. We love movies and we're thinkers. And we think about these things like, okay, well, what happened with this and what happened with that? Like, you set up these things and then you just, you know, forget that they ever happened.
Yeah. I just feel like there was three movies with King of the Monsters, the original, the Godzilla first one in this Legendary series, and then Skull Island, which really worked on trying to establish a lore. And they also felt serious.
Yeah.
But then with Godzilla versus Kong, it kind of got a little wacky.
Yes.
It got more wacky. I mean, you had some wacky characters in King of the Monsters, which I think that people give King of the Monsters shit, and I don't really understand why. It is a pretty neat movie. Like, in the term of the characters aren't being as badly written as they are now. Yeah. Like, these characters are all cartoon characters now. Mm-hmm. Like, from, you know, King Kong versus Godzilla to this. So I definitely think that that lore being thrown out that was built in those three movies kind of feels, especially with the show involved, which also takes itself very seriously, it feels like those three movies, it doesn't, they, these two movies feel completely separated in a way. Yeah. But yeah, what you were bringing up before I really interrupted and went back to the thing I was talking about, but yes, you're absolutely right. The highlight of this movie, what you come to see, what you're paying for, is the Titans. The kaiju on full display, and the movie doesn't disappoint. So, and I already asked you, you agree that Kong is the standout.
Yes. And also, I feel like the shots of the two of them together, they just went above and beyond to make them just completely badass and beautiful. Just beautiful. And you mentioned earlier before we went in about the purple.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was breathtaking. I mean, he looked beautiful. He looked beautiful. He never, like, you know, doesn't look beautiful. He always does. But, I mean, except when he's walking around with his little booger son.
Well, he's got a complete reboot in this movie. He lost weight. He has been working his legs out. They're not as chunky anymore. I guess they got away from that realism that they were going for in the other ones, where his legs to carry his mass would have to be giant. So yeah. They kind of like try to do that. This movie's like, okay, let's get away from that because we want him jumping and we want him kicking.
Oh, yeah.
And the other movies, we couldn't do that because he was so slow and bulky. So this movie really backed off. I actually thought originally when I saw the trailers, I'm like, this is not the Godzilla we know. This is going to be like a new Godzilla because he's purple.
Yeah.
But no, it's not that. He's just been working out. He's been losing weight. He's been taking care of himself.
Personal trainer.
Just so in one shot, he can dive bomb the ocean from the top of a hill. And I laugh my ass off because I'm like, they want you to know, we don't give a shit. They're pro wrestlers now.
Yes, sir. Yes, but do you know he did like a roundhouse kick without doing the kick? He used his tail and he like did like a circle, like... tail swoop.
At one point, he did a suplex from wrestling. I was like, what the shit?
We were making jokes. We're like, are they going to do like a fusion from Dragon Ball?
Because at first, everybody goes Super Saiyan, right? So Godzilla goes Super Saiyan in this movie by going purple instead of gold. And another character shows up and goes completely Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
And we already joked in the commercial, you see that Kong has an affinity gauntlet virtually. He has a power glove. So, I mean, they're going full on superheroes. And the next logical step is for them to fuse into one and have, what would you call it? Kingzilla?
Kingzilla. Love it.
I mean, something wacky.
Love it.
Just backing on this. Okay, we have to point this out. The director and the writer, I don't know who picked this idea, but they are just wanting to tell religion to go fuck off because they make it a point to destroy every religious city.
Like,
out of control.
Yeah, I mean, it's bonkers.
It is so wild.
They don't hold back at all. Everything's destroyed. Everything.
They just make it a point to devastate any kind of, or is a religious statue here? We're going to devastate that section.
And millions of people die. Oh, millions.
I mean, we were laughing so hard because now I will say this. The battles in this movie are worth the price of admission.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
The last fight, the big boss fight, is next level insane. Mm-hmm. It's the kind of Godzilla fight everybody wants from a Godzilla movie. You know, I think for the longest time, everybody always talked about, Godzilla All Out Attack or whatever. I think that's the one where he fights every single monster from the whole series in the city.
Oh, yeah.
And the fight, some of the fights are just like 1 second, you know? In this movie, they're just going for it. Each fight is insane. The whole fight. It's a tag team fight, too. There's two on two. And it's just wild, them passing each other around. But, yeah, that is definitely worth the price of admission. I think if that's what you're looking for, that's what you're going to get. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's great. And there's also a lot of Kong stuff that's actually kind of interesting. There's a lot of watching Kong's story. Like we said, he's the highlight. So following him into a whole new world and discovering new characters and stuff like that is actually kind of a ball.
Yes.
But I would say that you have to probably be a fan of the Skull Island. If you didn't like that, maybe you won't like it.
I mean, I did. I liked it. I mean, see, the thing is, like, I'm not going into these kind of movies and like overthinking it. You know, I don't give a crap about the human aspect. I'm not going to lie. I don't. I don't care. I want to see these beautiful kaiju just destroying shit. Yeah. Like, you know, just fighting and doing what they do. That's what we're there for. I mean, this movie could have done without all the human element crap. I would have been fine. But I will say that it was enhanced a little by Dan Stevens and I forgot his name already. But yeah, I like the two male leads. So, but you don't go into these kind of movies and thinking, yeah, you know, we need more human heart crap. Yes, we would like it to have some continuity, but you know, overall, we're going in for the party.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying was that basically you get what you're paying for. If that's what you're going to see, I think you'll be happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was, but I think that there is a part of me that loves the cheese, loves the bad movies, loves that B stuff. And this movie's really going for that. This movie knows what it's doing, and it's like, we're not going to be minus one. We're not going to take ourselves too seriously. We're going to go for the full-on monster roundhouse battles, you know?
Yes. Well, can I ask you something? Were you a little disappointed that Kong kind of like took front center in this one?
I kind of expected it. It's always a thing. Like I said, the reason is that they can't just do enough with Godzilla. They can't have him, like, emoting. They can't have him being a character that's not, like, the badass. You know, he's supposed to be, like, the Clint Eastwood that walks in and doesn't say much. You know? Whereas King Kong is, like, you know, King Kong is, like, what's his, Tuco or whatever in The Good, Bad, and the Ugly, you know? You know, he's the funny one. You love watching him, and you don't particularly know if you should love him, but you do. And Godzilla's just like the badass walks in.
Oh man, I love what a nerd you are.
So I don't know. You know, I think at the end of the day, I think it's kind of, it scratches an itch. We got minus one was heavy. You know, it's like Toho's putting out, which I love, is they're trying to do the opposite. Like when Legendary first put out their Godzilla movie, they kind of took it serious, and people weren't expecting that. Right. They tried to do an actual, like, through the people having to be a part of that world while this is happening, not having Godzilla be the main, you know, thing, which is what it's always been about.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to do that by also making him the good guy. And you find that out as the movie goes on. And what's funny is now Toho has got to the point where they're doing that now. They're going, you know what, we're going to go back to our roots and we're going to make it horror.
Which I love.
And it's successful, and they're heavy, mm-hmm. and they're dark and crazy films. And I like that we can have both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when growing up, you would kind of like that Showa era of Godzilla where he was kind of like doing this tag team stuff. That was fun, but you also kind of wanted him to be a villain.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of want to watch it all. You know, you like want to have both. And I think this is a fun way to have both, where you have the American movies being the lighthearted fun ones and the Toho ones being the serious dark ones. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I read something that we have like recently. I don't know how true it is, but I did read something that this movie is not going to be released in Japan until April 26th, in which Toho is putting it out in Japan. That's what I read.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we're going to get it first, which is, that's odd.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. It's an American film.
Yeah. But
they
I mean,
the same thing with their, I think Minus One came out before it came out here, I think.
Yeah. Well, it came out in Japan.
Yes, yeah. I'm saying.
But it's still Toho's, you know, baby, right? I mean,
Toho, they leased the name out and the character out to Legendary.
Oh, okay.
And right. WB.
I just found that odd.
So, they made a deal. They got, you know, paid. Godzilla wasn't making them a lot of money. They basically sold it off to be used.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually had a deal where they couldn't make a movie for a while until they made Legendary movies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we finally got Minus One. We never got a sequel to the other Godzilla that they made, Shin, which I absolutely love.
I love Shin Godzilla.
Now, I guess my question is, what would you rate this out of 10?
Okay, well, there was a lot of goofiness with the human characters, silliness, and exposition. But when I go into this, I see such beautiful shots and, like, amazing, like, holy crap things. It's hard for me not to give this movie a 6. I don't think this movie is mediocre, which would be a 5. I think this movie is above mediocre. I think it's a decent film. So I'm going to give it a 6.
You know, it's so funny because during the movie, I'm watching it and some of the human stuff's happening. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm facepalming. Like, yeah. You know, I'm like, oh my, this is so bad.
The exposition
is terrible. Mm-hmm. The way that they're forcing in, like, oh, there's a... On the Richter scale, there is something weird happening on the cameras. I've never seen anything like this before. Right? And then they'll be like, oh, that character was here, but he's not able to get here, and that doesn't really make sense. And they're like, yeah, let's not think about it. And I'm just sitting there, my brain is melting. But then every time they would fight, I would be like, oh, never mind. It's amazing again.
It would take you back in.
It's just so stupid. It's so much fun. It's like watching them rip up other titans. It's just so friggin' fun. And in a corny way, that brings me back to my childhood, you know, or mm-hmm. It just brings me back to being like, oh, this is such fun trash.
Yeah.
That I also feel like I have to give it a 6, although there were parts in this movie where I could have gone lower.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Like, there's the human element that was like, eh, we can get rid of this. But we were also laughing the whole time because every time Godzilla destroyed something that was, you know, beautiful in some country, we were just making jokes back and forth like, fuck your bridge.
Oh my God. Yeah. Also,
fuck your couch.
Kong just bitch slapping other monkeys is so fun. And there's a little one in this movie, and he is also kind of fun.
He's so fun. And he reminds me of Smeagol.
There's a part where I didn't expect it in the movie, and it's not a spoiler, but during one of the fights, he uses the baby monkey as a weapon and hits people over the head with him.
I laughed so hard.
I was like, okay, movie, this is fun.
It was fun. Yeah. It was a really fun movie. I mean, just take out the human element. Just whatever. It is what it is. But you go in watching these guys smash each other around and stuff. It's a freaking hoot.
Yeah. I'm sure people are going to say that they hate it and they're going to give it really low scores because it's stupid. Yes. But it's telling you right off the bat, this isn't Shakespeare. We're not making this excellent movie. We're just trying to entertain you with silly fun.
Right.
And I think in that sense, it wins and it does what it's trying to do.
Absolutely.
And it is kind of a fun, stupid time.
Yeah.
But you have to be ready for it. I mean, perfect movie to get a couple drinks pre-game, go to the theater with a bunch of friends, and just laugh your ass off.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, I didn't even have a beer.
I know.
And I still liked it. So it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a fun movie.
So yeah, okay. So I don't know what the next movie is. I don't know if we're even gonna be able to do another one next week, but we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening. Check us out on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night and Joe at The Crafty Misfit. We appreciate you and have a good one. Bye.
We've made some minor augmentations.
Oh.